Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Just like that, ladies and gentlemen, we have reached the final hour of the Rob Brown radio program right here on the Fan Upstate. Rob and Lonzo with you. Happy Friday, my dudes and my dudettes. We have set officially today, ladies and gentlemen, it is now officially official. We have set a record for the most ever viewers on a Rob Brown Show live stream. We are currently at 567 viewers that are on our live stream right now. We would love you to join the live stream as well at facebook.com/thefanupstate, twitter.com/thefanupstate, the Fan Upstate on YouTube, the Rob Brown Show on YouTube, or the Rob Brown Show on Twitch. Go find it. Jump on board. We live stream every day of the week that we're working from 6 a.m. until 10 a.m. Eastern. You can hang out with us while you're waking up, while you're getting ready for work, while you're driving to work. Don't watch the stream while you're driving to work, but you get it. And then once you're at work, throw us up on the TV or on that extra computer monitor or whatever it is. Join the live stream. Come hang out with us. We have conversations that go on behind the scenes when we are at break. Sometimes they make it onto the air. Sometimes they're just funsies for me and the great one behind the scenes. Either way, join us on the live stream. Again, facebook.com/thefanupstate, twitter.com/thefanupstate, the Fan Upstate on YouTube, the Rob Brown Show on YouTube, or the Rob Brown Show on Twitch. All the different ways if you would like to join on the fun and shenanigans for you to do so. Real quick, before we move on, great one. I gave you the Chiefs Mount Rushmore earlier in the show. On the Chiefs Mount Rushmore, according to the NFL Network, they have selected Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, Tony Gonzalez, and Derek Thomas. Is there anybody from your team that you would take off of the NFL Net Mount Rushmore and replace them with, and who would that be?
See, this is hard to do because I'm shocked that Lynn Dawson wasn't on that list, but I can't take anybody off. I mean, Mahomes and Kelce have won three Super Bowls. And for a while, Tony Gonzalez was the standard as far as tight ends go.
I wouldn't disagree. I mean, I think you would be hard-pressed.
Antonio Gates, Shannon Sharp, all those guys were around, and they hated Tony Gonzalez because they couldn't be better than him.
I think you would be wildly hard-pressed, great one, to find a modern-day pass-catching tight end who would not list Tony Gonzalez as one of his influences, right? Like, I think if you ask Travis Kelce, George Kittle, Mark Andrews, any of these guys, I honestly think they would all list Tony Gonzalez as one of their influences, without a doubt at this point. The Saints, their Mount Rushmore is Drew Brees, Willie Rofe, Cameron Jordan, and Ricky Jackson. I can't argue with any of those. Cam Jordan has been a figurehead for New Orleans for a very long time, still is. Willie Rofe was the guy that made a young Rob Brown realize how fun it was to be a fan of an offensive lineman. On top of that, Willie Rofe was great one, a gigantic smart boy nerd.
I was
like
gonna
me.
Say, and he had the nerd glasses on, but he
yep.
but when he got on that bench press and you realize how big that dude really was, it's just yep. it was like Smart Hulk.
Yeah. Yes, it was. That's a great reference. Willie Rofe was one of those cats that made me go, oh, I can love sports and be a big smart boy, a big nerd. I love it. Drew Brees, obvious, maybe the most obvious pick outside of Tom Brady of any list. And Ricky Jackson, part of that Dome Patrol. I honestly, there's some names of guys that I very much like that I would throw on there or would want to throw on there. Craig Ironhead Haywood, Deuce McAllister, Marcus Colston, all guys that I would say need to be on that list. But I don't think there's anybody. And this is, I would say this great one. With some of these teams, for me, it is more about who you would take off in order to put somebody on, right? Like, I think it's more about who you would take off. I don't know who to take off. I can't take Ricky Jackson off that list. I obviously can't take Drew Brees off that list. My question in that spot would be, I love Willie Rofe like a lot. Do you really have an offensive lineman on your list, right? Like,
come
I think
on
that
now.
Would be the other question.
Come on, don't be that guy. Don't be that guy.
Bro, you know I love me an offensive lineman. I love offensive linemen because of Willie Rofe. We got a text from my boy Chris Lewis, president of the Greenville Triumph. By the way, the Triumph at home this Saturday evening, tomorrow evening, for a Jaeger Cup matchup against Lexington. Make sure you go to the website, Greenville Triumph, and get your tickets right now to tomorrow night's action at Paladin Stadium as the Triumph take on Lexington in a Jaeger Cup matchup. Currently, the Greenville Triumph, unlike the U.S. men's national team, on the top of their table in that tournament out of Group 1 with 9 points after four games. Let's go. He asked, who is on the Giants' Mount Rushmore, according to the NFL Net? And Lonzo, I got to tell you, it was hard not to laugh on the air because, and this is because it's an old team, but two of the players on the Giants Hall of Fame, I'm not kidding you when I tell you, are wearing leather helmets in their profile pictures. They have got on the Giants Mount Rushmore, Emlyn Tunnell, Mel Hine, and then, of course, Lawrence Taylor and Michael Strahan.
Wow. Those first two I don't know who they are, but, you know.
No, me either, because they both played football, again, in leather helmets. And while I am have to pick hair out of my earlobes old, I'm not leather helmets on the football field old, at least not yet. We got asked about the Atlanta Falcons. The Atlanta Falcons on their list, let me get over to their list. The Atlanta Falcons on their list, great one, have gone with, let me get that list pulled up here, Matt Ryan, Michael Vick, Deion Sanders, and Julio Jones as the fourth on the Falcons list.
That's not a bad list. It's really not. I mean,
Honestly, who are you
taking off there? Julio? I mean, Julio. Yeah, but who
here's
you going,
my thing. This
who are you
is
putting
kind of
in
the
there?
Opposite. I would say Julio, but genuinely, who are you replacing Julio with? There's only one name that jumped to the front of the line for me, and that's Warrick Dunn. I think Warrick Dunn was an incredibly important Atlanta Falcon, but Julio Jones like set most of the records. I think Michael Vick obviously has to be on the list. Matt Ryan has to be on the list. He took you to your only Super Bowl, even if you fell apart 28-3. Lulz, he's got to be on the list. I would probably consider taking Julio Jones off for Warrick Dunn. The only one that I'm questioning, I mean, obviously, Deion Sanders, prime time, when he came there from FSU, was a massively important player. He also did something nobody else did in playing a game for both the Braves and the Falcons in the same day. Deion Sanders, wildly important, but here's my question. Is Deion Sanders better known for his time as a Falcon or as a Cowboy? I know that question stinks, right?
Yeah, I. When was he not known? I mean, that's the thing, though. It's Deion. Wherever he is, he's known.
Yeah, yeah. It's hard. I mean, it's. Let me put it this way: if I gotta put Deion Sanders anywhere, I think I would prefer him going to Atlanta, because without Atlanta Deion, there's no Cowboys Deion. So I think it's probably fair to put him on that list just because we're talking about it. And I was curious. I went back and I decided to look up the Cowboys Hall of Fame. And if my man Cole Bryson's out there listening right now, I'm curious as to your input, C Money. If you don't get to it here, address it on Wire to Wire later, and I'll listen to what you have to say. Here's the Cowboys, Lonzo. Bob Lilly, Emmett Smith, Randy White, and Roger Staubach. No Troy Aikman, no Michael Irvin on the Dallas Cowboys. Is that right when you have a 1960s offensive lineman and a 1990s linebacker on the list?
Bob Lilly was a man, though. I mean, I guess you take him off, but if you do that, it's just because you're not old enough to remember him playing, probably.
I mean, that's...
And how did they come up with this list? I mean, what are the demographics of the people picking this list? There's so many things that factor in. The lists are not bad, though. They're not.
None of them are bad. I'm going to say this, and I will give them credit for this. There were none of the 32, because I looked at them all this morning. There were none of the 32 that I looked at and went, this is a bad list. Like, you missed. However, there were a couple of surprises, and I'm going to be real. I kind of, when I looked up the Cowboys, I kind of assumed it was going to be the triplets and Roger Staubach. Like that, if you would have asked me before I looked it up, my assumption would have been Aikman Irvin Smith and Captain America Roger Staubach as the four. Like that was this was one. There were very few teams that, so what I was doing, I was playing the game where I would think of a team, I would try to come up with their four and then see how many were on there, recognizing that, you know, teams like the Giants and the Browns that date back to the 1300s, that date back to medieval days, I wasn't going to get guys from their team that played with leather helmets on like the Giants have two of. I really thought I was going to nail Dallas with the triplets plus Roger Staubach, because let's call it what it is. Dallas has always been Dallas, but Dallas didn't become that nickname that every Dallas fan swears that they are, but they're definitely not, until the triplets, until the mid-90s with the breakout of Staubach, Aikman, and Irvin.
I disagree. I mean, whether they were there as far as Super Bowls and stuff goes, Dallas was, even when I was a kid, Dallas was still that team.
I mean, fair enough. I also have to acknowledge that I wasn't around at that point, so I don't know. That's a very, and that is a valid part in building this list, is everybody is going to have some level of bias towards the guys that were greats when they were watching football, right? Like, I'm going to tell you the Dolphins here in just a minute. Joey B said he's predicting for the Dolphins Marino, Zonka, Greasy, and Taylor. And I am going to tell you, Joey B got three out of the four there. Marino, Zonka, Greasy, and Jason Taylor. It is Marino, Zonka, Jason Taylor, and Larry Little. And I'm going to tell you straight up, I don't know who the hell Larry Little is. Maybe that's because I'm again, a young man playing an old man's game, but I don't know Larry Little.
Lyman hate from you. That's what it is. Lyman hate.
It's not Lyman hate. I love a lineman. Willie Rofe is on my list for me, for sure. I just don't know who it is. I don't know who it is. So he's close. He missed on Greasy in favor of Larry Eagle. Noted, speaking of Eagles, James, the Eagles fan, asked about Philly's list. And since we're just playing the game, and I am, you know, I said earlier in the show, I'm going full rock DJ. I kind of am, Lonzo, because now I'm freaking taking requests here on the show. Good enough for me. Philadelphia Eagles include Chuck Bednarik, Steve Van Buren, Reggie White, and Ball Hawk and Brian Dawkins.
You talk about
Reggie White's a no-brainer.
Old people on a list. That's some, yeah.
Reggie White's a no-brainer. To me, Brian Dawkins is a no-brainer. Steve Van Buren, who I believe was president at some point, if I recall correctly, and Chuck Bednarik, who has one of the most illustrious college football awards named after him, a couple of old guys on the list that I can't really speak to their greatness because my parents weren't alive when they were playing football, so I can't address it, but that's the Eagles list, James.
Where's Randall Cunningham?
Ain't no Randall Cunningham on the list. That's an interesting one.
Where's Chris, why am I forgetting his name? Receiver from Ohio State.
Olave. Yeah.
No,
he should be on that list. I agree.
No. It's one of the used to be on ESPN.
I am blanking. Why Carter?
Yes.
Why? Oh, because he's if anything, he's a Viking.
Is he? Okay.
Yeah.
If you say so.
Yeah. Let's go just because I'm curious now, because lulz. Now I got to go find the Jags now. Is Trevor on the Jags list yet? I mean, they're not that old, right? Here's a lineman. Here's a lineman that absolutely deserves to be on the list. Tony freaking Baselli.
Yeah.
Tony Baselli absolutely is on this list.
I don't know. The NFL linemen bother me because, like, Baselli, he leaves, and now he can walk in the room, and you are a lineman, sure. I mean, they lose so much weight, and they look like totally different people. It's weird.
Tony Baselli, absolutely on the list, without a doubt. I am going to go with, I'm not going with, the NFL Network is going with Tony Baselli, Jimmy Smith, Mark Brunell, and Fast Fabulous Freddie Taylor. I don't have an issue with the Jags list. I think the Jags list is about as good as you can make it. All right. Any other teams you guys want to hear there, Mount Rushmore, let me know. It's Friday. I don't care. Oh, you know what? You know which one we have to do? I think we have to look at the 49ers list, don't we? I think we got to look at the 49ers
list. See, much like Dallas, 49ers is going to be hard because there have been so many stars go through there.
You ain't wrong. The 49ers list, great one. Ronnie Lott, Jerry Rice, Joe Montana, and Steve Young.
I was going to say
both the boys.
Yeah, that makes sense to me.
That's a four I would have put together. That's a four I could have come up with off the top of my head. Ronnie Lott, Jerry Rice, Joe Montana, Steve Young. All right, so there you have it. There's your Mount Rushmore for some of the teams that you guys requested. If you are curious as to some of the rest of them, let me know. The Steelers, by the way, Lambert, Bradshaw, Green, and Roethlisberger. I think that's a pretty obvious four too, isn't it? That one seems like it was easy enough to do as well. And now I'm just checking to see if Chris Carter is on the Chris Carter is on the Vikings Mount Rushmore. So along with Fran Tarkington, Alan Page, and Adrian Peterson, probably another team that I could have come up with the original four for sure. Chris Carter, Tarkington, and Peterson would have been no-brainer layups for me if we were building these ourselves. All right. So there are some of them. If you'd like to know more, hit me up. 71307 is the text line. 71307. Start your text with FAN, F-A-N. Texter wants to know about the Bears. Another texter wants to know about the Rams. I will address, and another one about the Chargers. So I will take a look at those coming up in the next segment. Do have a lot more actual sports topics, including the Bravos' absolute collapse against the White Sox yesterday, a little more NBA draft talk, and more when we come back on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, did not. Wow. The Rob Brown Show back on your radio. It's the Fan Upstate. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Rob Alonso and you wrapping up today's show. Got about 37 minutes left in the broadcast. If you want to jump in, now's your opportunity. We're not, we got the text line open for you today. 71307. Start your text with Fan, F-A-N, Fan, F-A-N. And we'll read them on the air or join the live stream at facebook.com/thefanupstate, twitter.com/thefanupstate, thefanupstate on YouTube, The Rob Brown Show on YouTube, or The Rob Brown Show on Twitch. 580 viewers with us on the live stream right now. So good morning to all 580 of you. Spectacular to have you along for the ride. Got some text to continue with this NFL Mount Rushmore as the NFL Net put out a list of their Mount Rushmore of every NFL team. Texter said, how about the Bears? How about the Chicago Bears? Somebody made the joke, and I'm glad you beat me to it, that the Bears might not have anybody on this list after the 85 Bears. And hilariously, Lonzo, that is correct. There is not a Bear. There is Walter Payton, Mike Singletary, Dick Butkus, and Sid Luckman. Remember the joke earlier about players who wore leather helmets? Sid Luckman didn't wear a helmet at all when he played for the Chicago Bears. Sid Luckman, Walter Payton, Mike Singletary, and Dick Butkus for the Chicago Bears. Texter also added that I throw in an immediate bleep the Packers at the end of that text message. So there you go, Texter. You got it on the radio. Congratulations.
I thought the Packers owned Chicago, or was that just a certain quarterback that's not there anymore? You know,
Marcus said no Brian Urlacher. Oh, Urlacher's. Oh, who do you take off the list, man? Like, I don't know. I would take Sid Luckman off the list because I'm sorry. I don't care about your Chicago Bears from the 1920s. So I'm taking that off the list and putting Urlacher on. Urlacher absolutely deserves a spot on this roster. Absolutely deserves it. Let's see here. Texter asked about the LA Rams, formerly St. Louis. The LA Rams is Lonzo, Merlin Olsen, Jack Youngblood, Aaron Donald, and Deacon Night Train Jones.
So only one guy from the modern era on that.
So. Yeah, Aaron Donald on the list. Yeah, and that's interesting because does anybody from the Marshall Faulk, are you taking Merlin Olsen off? That's an offensive lineman. Are we removing Merlin Olsen to put Marshall Faulk, Isaac Bruce, Terry Holt? Like, I am good with any of the greatest show on turf being listed in this group. But here's the thing. Deacon Night Train Jones can't come off this list. That guy was one of the most terrifying defensive players of all time. Jack Youngblood is one of the guys that I think is a standard for his position. And Aaron Donald is one of the best defensive linemen to ever play the game of football. You got a lot of defense and one offensive lineman here for a team that had a baby dynasty when they had the greatest show on turf. I want Marshall Faulk on this list, Lonzo. Who do you take off to put him there? Youngblood, Donald Olsen, or Deacon Jones? I can't decide.
Yeah, I'm curious if some things that happen off the field will affect some people on this list.
That's fair. Texter says Marshall Faulk, Kurt Warner. Like, here's the thing. I like Kurt Warner a lot, both as a bro and as a player. But Kurt Warner is one of those guys, to me, and this is not, I mean, it is a hit. I was going to say it's not a hit, but it kind of is a hit. I think there's a lot of quarterbacks you could have plugged into an offense with Faulk, Bruce, and Holt and would have had similar numbers to Kurt Warner. Like, I think Kurt Warner was a good quarterback. I don't think Kurt Warner was a great quarterback. I think Kurt Warner was an above-average quarterback who got paired up and combined with one of the most incredible sets of skill position receivers of all time. By the way, Ricky Prohl was on that team too, a guy who never gets the credit that he should for what he was.
Joe, I was...
Is that too harsh on Kurt Warner?
Yeah, it was, but that's fine. He was better than Eli Manning.
That's not unfair. That's not unfair. Eli Manning did not make the Giants Hall of Rushmore, by the way.
Yeah, with two Super Bowls, surprising. Joe wants to know about Arizona, and that's one of the first ones I thought of, is how bad that would be, but it's probably not as bad as you think.
Probably not, honestly. The Packers, we had a texter ask about the Packers. The Packers is Bart Starr, Aaron Rodgers, Brett Favre, and Don Hutson is the fourth on this. Don Hutson, I don't even know who the hell Don Hutson is. That's really bad. I should.
I know the name. I'm trying to remember what position. Why do I want to say he was a quarterback also? But maybe he wasn't.
Let me put it this way. Don Hutson played when the position he played was just labeled end. I'm going to assume defensive, though maybe defensive and tight. I don't know. But they have him listed as end. Don Hutson on the list from the leather helmet era. And then three quarterbacks, Favre, Rodgers, and Starr. And I'm going to say, great one, this list is, I don't know about Don Hutson. Some old school Packer fans may know better about me about this than I do. But having three quarterbacks on the list for the Packers is absolutely appropriate.
Yeah, for sure. T Swizzle says no AJ Hawk. I'd put AJ Hawk on there before Don Hutson.
Yeah, I'm going to assume that a lot of these legacy teams, these teams that have been around since like the 1900s, right? And when I say 1900s, I'm not talking 1990s. I'm talking like 1905. A lot of these teams that have a history that dates back 150 years are going to have one guy that was there during the establishment period of American football, like when American football was really becoming the sport. These guys were the reason that we still have football in the iteration that we have it as today. So that's why a lot of these teams, I think, are going to have those types of guys on them. All right, so there you go. There's a couple more of the list. Texter says Reggie White, question mark. Reggie White, we just read it. Reggie White not on the Packers list. Reggie White. Didn't we say Reggie White was on? Where did we say Reggie White was
Philly,
a few minutes ago?
Philly, I thought.
Where?
Philly, I thought.
Oh, yeah. Reggie White goes on. Let me pull it up and make sure. Yeah, Reggie White is listed as a member of the Eagles Mount Rushmore, not the Packers Mount Rushmore. Texter. Tron asked, what about the Falcons? We did the Falcons earlier, Tron, but I'll do it again just since you're asking, and I'm a super nice guy like that. The Falcons included Michael Vick. The Falcons included Matt Ryan, not Ryan. The Falcons included Deion Primetime Sanders and wide receiver Julio Jones was the Falcons list. So let's see. There it is. I wondered if we were going to get one because I know the fan base has ebbed and flowed, but a texter asked for the Jets Mount Rushmore. For those of you that are just catching up with the show, the NFL Network has put out a list of the Mount Rushmore of every NFL franchise. The Jets is made up of Lonzo, Don Maynard, Joe Namath, Curtis Martin, and Daryl Revis. Revis Island making Jets' final four.
Don Maynard. You said Maynard.
whatever it is.
Okay. I just, again. Yeah.
Wow. Either way, Revis, I'm going to tell you this.
Revis Island was the thing. It really was.
Revis Island for a few years was the scariest place in football for sure. Like, let me put it this way. Of every great cornerback that's ever come through the league, none of the other ones were ever known as having an island, right? None of the other ones were ever known as being a guy you just don't throw to. Wherever Revis was lined up, Revis Island was the last place many a wide receiver went before they just passed off into history. Of all the great cornerbacks to ever play NFL football, Revis is the only one that I am aware of that had an island. That like announcers actively said, uh-oh, so-and-so's out there on Revis Island, so he's gone from this game because Darrell Revis was that damn good. I really don't have a problem with Darrell Revis being on this list because of the fact that he had Revis Island, man. I don't have a problem with him being on this list. All right, let's take our final break of the radio program. We'll put the NFL Mount Rushmores to bed. Fun little conversation. I enjoyed it. I hope you did as well. Got the teams you wanted to hear about. When we come back here in just a minute, let's run through a couple of the stories we have not had time or just actively ignored today, like I have been ignoring the Atlanta Braves this entire show. I gotta get it off my chest. It's Friday. I would like to carry that positive momentum into the weekend, so I'm just gonna get it out, gonna vent, gonna just release the anger out into the universe so that we can all go enjoy our weekend. We'll talk some Braves when we come back. A few other sports stories to run through. It's all coming up after this break on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. Earlier in the show, I went off on a rant about Greg Berhalter. If you missed it, please feel free to go on the Audacy app, AUDACY, and rewind it back to the end of the second hour of the show because Greg Berhalter stinks at his job, and I had many words to say about it. So to continue the theme of I have a problem with coaches who have a roster full of talent and do not a good gosh darn thing with it. Brian Snicker. Snit. Let's have a chat, shall we, Snit? I know you're listening right now, my guy, up there in the ATL, up there in the Dirty Dirty. I know you're listening right now, Snit, and I'm glad that you do. I'm glad to have you as a part of the Armada, and I'm glad to have you as a part of the Armada right now so that we can have this little chat. I'm going to need you to do anything. I need you to do anything. Just do something. As I told Ryan, Nick, and Trista last night when I was on BetMGM tonight, if you told me that Brian Snicker had a mild case of narcolepsy, I'd believe you. Because it's like every time the Braves are out there, and yes, they still have the occasional pop-off game where they look like the 2023 Atlanta Braves. They still have the pop-off game where they put plus a dozen hits on the board. They did it to the Yankees the other night. Y'all, they went to the Bronx and took two out of the three against the team that, at the time, was leading the best division in baseball, the team that, at the time, had the best record in baseball, although the Yankees are absolutely bleeping the bed right now. I'm not worried about it. We'll circle back around to that on another date because they're going to be fine. The Braves had a little mini three-run hot streak going there for a minute. That included taking two out of the three away from New York on the road. And then they went to St. Louis. Now, let's put it in context. You always got to put it in context. The Redbirds are a team that I wrote off preseason. I said it's the same old St. Louis team. That's a team that has talent, but a team that never does anything with it. That's a team that is going to be just a bit over 500 all season long. And maybe, emphasis on maybe the Redbirds will grab the second, maybe the third wild card spot in the National League. Maybe they'll slide in, but they're a bounced in the first round kind of team, right? Well, the Redbirds are playing good baseball right now. St. Louis is on a bit of a mini heater right now, and I think it's important to point it out. However, that wouldn't bother me, except for you went up there, you dropped two out of the three, and it wasn't because of the pitching necessarily. The Schwellenberger game was not ideal, but it wasn't a terrible set of pitching. It just couldn't hit the ball. Again, welcome to the 2024 Atlanta Braves offense. And then, in fact, I set up a promo for the show yesterday. I said, hey, you know, you dropped a couple to the Redbirds. That's a playoff team, not a great playoff team, certainly a wild card team, but it's a good little team, man. It's a respectable little team, man. Let's give some credit to that team. Dropping two out of the three isn't the worst thing in the world. What would be the worst thing in the world is if you drop two out of the three and then you went to Chicago, not the south side where the Cubbies play. No, the north side where the White Sox play, because the White Sox are, and I can say this with some level of confidence, dreadful this year. The Red Sox are 22 wins deep right now. To put that into perspective, the Rockies have won 27. The Miami Marlins have won 29. The Oakland Athletics have won 29. The Angels, sans Mike Trout, have won 34. The White Sox have won 22 games. So this was a wonderful opportunity for the Atlanta Braves. Wonderful. Let's go to Chicago. Let's get the sweep. Let's go. And if I told you pre-first pitch yesterday that you were going to send Chris Sale, who, by the way, has been everything Atlanta wanted him to be when he showed up. He's been very good. That Chris Sale was going to go to the bump for you and he was going to K 11. If I told you that Chris Sale was going to go to the bump and over a 7-inning outing was going to give up 4 total hits and 1 earned run while K-ing 11 batters, I would have said they win this game. The Braves got to win this game, right? Chris Sale just gave you a all-star, a Cy Young caliber performance. 7 innings, 11 Ks, 1 earned run, and it came off of a home run from Luis Robert Jr., the only player the White Sox have on the field right now. The best player that they have on the field right now. A player that, fingers crossed, should be the Braves' number one trade deadline acquisition target. This is the guy I want Atlanta going after. Go get Luis Robert, bring him down, let Orlando Arcia sit down until he figures it out, because Orlando Arcia is embarrassing himself on the diamond right now. He just is. I love Orlando. There's no other way to put it. He is embarrassing himself with the way he's playing baseball. So go get Luis Robert. Put that to the side for a minute. Only player are him and I guess Tommy Pham. Like, I guess. Here's the thing. The Braves allowed 4 hits, 11 Ks, and 1 earned run yesterday, and they lost the game. 1-0 to Chicago. Yes, appreciate you, Trey. I got my directions backed up. The Cubs are the Northsiders. Chicago's White Sox, the Southsiders. They went to the south side of Chicago, down there where Leroy Brown lives. They went to the south side of Chicago looking for a fight and had none in them at all. It was embarrassing. It was the first time that if I was there in the studio, what I would do is I would set all of this up as if I was going to hit the alarm button, but I would not hit the alarm button. Instead, I would hit every Charles Barkley sounder that I have where he calls people losers and jackasses and says, I'll slap him in the face, because that's the level of rage I got built up about a team that's 9 games over .500 right now. This team has no dog in it right now. Now, we know that they can, because last year they had one of the greatest offenses in the history of Major League Baseball. And just so we keep it a buck, I do like to point out that overall, the team is back. And I think there are two factors that need to be considered. Number one, and I said this on national radio last night, I made a joke about this team losing its heart and soul when Ron Washington left to go become the manager of the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. I don't think it's a joke anymore. See, because last year, whenever things like this happened and guys were going out there like Albies, 1-for-4, Ozuna, 0-for-2, Olsen, 0-for-4, Riley, 0-for-3, Murphy, 0-for-3, Wall, 0-for-3, Darno, 0-for-1, Duvall, 0-for-3, Arcia, 0-for-3. When a lineup is that bad against what was effectively a bullpen game for the White Sox, they went with Cool, Anderson, Schuster, Brady, and Kopech. That's a bullpen game for Chicago. When Chris Sale gives you an 11 strikeout, 4-hit, 7-inning performance, and you as a team go 3-for-29, that ordinarily is the spot last year that you would have seen Ron Washington start grabbing guys by the collar and getting them out of the funk and talking them down off the ledge and whatever else that he needed to do to fix this. Instead, what do we have? The camera turns around, it looks over at the bench, and there's Brian Snicker, that if you dropped a newspaper in front of his face, it looks like it would suit him just fine. It looked like if I would have put a pillow behind his head, he'd have just fallen asleep. This team's got no dog. This team's got no fight. And most importantly, they don't have a manager that's willing to do anything about it. I know Brian Snicker won this team a World Series. I will, and this is true, be forever grateful for that fact. But the fact that here we are a couple of years later, here we are with an identically talented baseball team. Here we are with a team full of former and returning all-stars. Here we are with a team that's getting dramatically better pitching than they deserve out of Max Fried, who's been moved up to number one, out of Reynaldo Lopez, who, if we're being honest, has replaced Spencer Strider. What are the Braves going to do without Spencer Strider? They're going to send Reynaldo Lopez ass out to the bumps. What they going to do? Because my man cooks right now. He's got an ERA of 1.7. The dude is damn good. And yet, this team's got no fight. This team's got no dog. And I got a manager that's asleep at the wheel doing nothing. I appreciate you renting us the World Series. I really do. I'll never forget that night. I drank a lot of bourbon when the Braves got one back because I didn't think I'd ever see him get close again. But as I've said with Diana Taurasi being named to the Olympic team, as I've said with Alex Morgan being left off the Olympic team, I'm not here for warm, fuzzy feelings and thanks for the memories. I'm here to win baseball games, to win World Series. And if Stitt's going to let the boys sit on the bench and revel in their misery and do nothing to fix it, then why am I going to keep watching these baseball games? You're giving me no reason to. You lost the 1-0 game to the worst team in baseball on a night that your pitcher gave you 7 with 4 hits and 11 Ks. It's unbleeping acceptable, Atlanta.
All right, time to ask Rob Brown what is Xing, and he will let us know. Only a couple. That way he can have time to plug what he's doing, like opening for Jefferson Starship. The first thing that's Xing is Dijak.
So Dijak is trending because yesterday on his social media, Dijak put up I believe, Instagram post that said that WWE had declined not only to extend his contract with the company, but that they declined to even negotiate with him to extend his contract with the company, despite what I think, Lonzo, was a really good run through the end of NXT and a promotion to the main roster of Monday Night Raw. I thought this new Dijak had a ton of potential to kind of be that like secondary final boss battle character, but Dijak put up on Twitter that WWE is releasing him, and within minutes, he had a bunch of local lending companies going, hey, we got room for you. Come on down. I'm going to tell you right now, he's one of those cats I'd be interested to see. If he wrestles with a vendetta, with a grudge, we'll probably see Dijak again sooner rather than later.
Also, Xing with him is Keith Lee, because people are recalling the matches that he and Keith Lee put on early on in their careers, and they were amazing. They absolutely were.
Yeah, they were. And I think Keith Lee is going to go down as one of the tragic stories in wrestling, to be honest with you, because Keith Lee, for a while there, when he was healthy and in good shape, Keith Lee was truly one of the most incredible and electric athletes we've ever seen in a ring, and his body just gave out, and he can't do Keith Lee things anymore, which kind of takes away from the Keith Lee-iness of him. That's a tragic story. I do think we'll see Dijak back at some point.
All right, one more real quick. The Undertaker is Xing.
I did see The Undertaker was Xing earlier. I'm going to keep it a buck. I do not know why, though. I am going to say I shan't be shocked if it turns out that it was in some way related to last night's presidential debate, ?
I don't believe so. I think if you watched any of his podcast, I mean, it kills all the persona things that you probably had growing up,
sure.
But you learn so many things, and he's, look at that, we're up over 600. He is, he's recounting where he came up with the rising up thing from when he's almost dead, that he studied a bunch of Michael Myers, Jason Voorhees, and Freddy Krueger, and that's where that came from. Always suspected that anyway, but that's what he said. Yeah. He studied those meticulously and tried to use those three combined, their mannerisms and how they did things, to be a true monster.
Yeah, I mean, listen, we talked about our off the air on the stream, our Mount Rushmore of wrestling earlier. Gonna be real hard pressed not to put The Undertaker on there. The Undertaker was so good at his job that once the social media world became a thing and kayfabe, I'm not gonna say kayfabe died, but like it became a new version of kayfabe, Undertaker was probably one of the few guys that could have gotten, I'm actually a dead person who controls lightning over. He was the reason, well, him and a couple others, the reason that during the pandemic, the theatrical wrestling worked. That Boneyard match with AJ Styles is honestly, Lonzo, one of my favorite things that's ever happened in wrestling. I loved it so much.
It was really good. It was.
That's going to be it. Hey, if you are down here in the Florida Panhandle, the Boys of Shenanigans, that's my band playing tonight at the Destin Whiskey Festival. Come by and see us. If you can't make it tonight, we'll be playing Saturday. That's tomorrow. Over at Juana's Pagoda in Navarre, and then again Sunday afternoon at Juana's. For those of you in South Carolina, screw it. It's Friday. Jump in the car. Go on a road trip. Come down to the beach. Come hang out with me. Everybody else, remember, off on Monday, no show. We will return on Tuesday and Wednesday, off on Thursday for the fourth, back on Friday. Hope you guys have a spectacular weekend. Thanks for being here. Do not drink and drive. I will punch you in the face. Have a lovely weekend. Thank you for listening. You guys are incredible. It's the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate. Later. Yeah.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, three-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel like
bathroom?
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Earlier in the show, I went off on a rant about Greg Berhalter. If you missed it, please feel free to go on the Odyssey app, AUDACY. And rewind it back to the end of the second hour of the show, because Greg Berhalter stinks at his job and I had many words to say about it. So to continue the theme of I have a problem with coaches who have a roster full of talent and do not a good gosh darn thing with it, Brian Snicker snicked. Let's have a chat, shall we, Snit? I know you're listening right now, my guy, up there in the ATL, up there in the Dirty Dirty. I know you're listening right now, Snit, and I'm glad that you do. I'm glad to have you as a part of the Armada, and I'm glad to have you as a part of the Armada right now so that we can have this little chat. I'm going to need you to do anything. I need you to do anything. Just do something. As I told Ryan, Nick, and Trista last night when I was on BetMGM tonight, if you told me that Brian Snicker had a mild case of narcolepsy, I'd believe you. Because it's like every time the Braves are out there, and yes, they still have the occasional pop-off game where they look like the 2023 Atlanta Braves. They still have the pop-off game where they put plus a dozen hits on the board. They did it to the Yankees the other night. Y'all, they went to the Bronx and took two out of the three against the team that, at the time, was leading the best division in baseball. The team that, at the time, had the best record in baseball. Although the Yankees are absolutely bleeping the bed right now, I'm not worried about it. We'll circle back around to that on another date because they're going to be fine. The Braves had a little mini three-run hot streak going there for a minute. That included taking two out of the three away from New York on the road. And then they went to St. Louis. Now, let's put it in context. You always got to put it in context. The Redbirds are a team that I wrote off preseason. I said, it's the same old St. Louis team. That's a team that has talent, but a team that never does anything with it. That's a team that is going to be just a bit over 500 all season long. And maybe, emphasis on maybe the Redbirds will grab the second, maybe the third wild card spot in the National League. Maybe they'll slide in, but they're a bounced in the first round kind of team, right? Well, the Redbirds are playing good baseball right now. St. Louis is on a bit of a mini heater right now, and I think it's important to point it out. However, that wouldn't bother me, except for you went up there You dropped two out of the three, and it wasn't because of the pitching necessarily. The Schwellenberger game was not ideal, but it wasn't a terrible set of pitching. It just couldn't hit the ball again. Welcome to the 2024 Atlanta Braves offense. And then, in fact, I set up a promo for the show yesterday. I said, hey, you know, you dropped a couple to the Redbirds. That's a playoff team, not a great playoff team, certainly a wild card team, but it's a good little team, man. It's a respectable little team, man. Let's give some credit to that team. Dropping two out of the three isn't the worst thing in the world. What would be the worst thing in the world is if you drop two out of the three and then you went to Chicago, not the south side where the Cubbies play. No, no, the north side where the White Sox play, because the White Sox are, and I can say this with some level of confidence, dreadful this year. The Red Sox are 22 wins deep right now. To put that into perspective, the Rockies have won 27. The Miami Marlins have won 29. The Oakland Athletics have won 29. The Angels, sans Mike Trout, have won 34. The White Sox have won 22 games. So this was a wonderful opportunity for the Atlanta Braves. Wonderful. Let's go to Chicago. Let's get the sweep. Let's go. And if I told you pre-first pitch yesterday that you were going to send Chris Sale, who, by the way, has been everything Atlanta wanted him to be when he showed up. He's been very good. That Chris Sale was going to go to the bump for you and he was going to K-11. If I told you that Chris Sale was going to go to the bump and over a 7-inning outing was going to give up 4 total hits and 1 earned run while K-ing 11 batters, I would have said they win this game. The Braves got to win this game, right? Chris Sale just gave you a all-star, a Cy Young caliber performance. 7 innings, 11 Ks, 1 earned run, and it came off of a home run from Luis Robert Jr., the only player the White Sox have on the field right now. The best player that they have on the field right now. A player that, fingers crossed, should be the Braves' number one trade deadline acquisition target. This is the guy I want Atlanta going after. Go get Luis Robert. Bring him down. Let Orlando Arcia sit down until he figures it out, because Orlando Arcia is embarrassing himself on the diamond right now. He just is. I love Orlando. There's no other way to put it. He is embarrassing himself with the way he's playing baseball. So go get Luis Robert. Put that to the side for a minute. Only player are him and, I guess, Tommy Pham. Like, I guess. Here's the thing. The Braves allowed 4 hits, 11 Ks, and 1 earned run yesterday, and they lost the game. 1-0 to Chicago. Yes, appreciate you, Trey. I got my directions backed up. The Cubs are the North Siders. Chicago's White Sox, the South Siders. They went to the south side of Chicago. Down there where Leroy Brown lives, they went to the south side of Chicago looking for a fight and had none in them at all. It was embarrassing. It was the first time that if I was there in the studio, what I would do is I would set all of this up as if I was going to hit the alarm button. But I would not hit the alarm button. Instead, I would hit every Charles Barkley sounder that I have, where he calls people losers and jackasses and says I'll slap him in the face. Because that's the level of rage I got built up about a team that's 9 games over 500 right now. This team has no dog in it right now. Now, we know that they can because last year they had one of the greatest offenses in the history of Major League Baseball. And just so we keep it a buck, I do like to point out that overall, the team is back. And I think there are two factors that need to be considered. Number one, and I said this on national radio last night, I made a joke about this team losing its heart and soul when Ron Washington left to go become the manager of the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. I don't think it's a joke anymore. See, because last year, whenever things like this happened and guys were going out there like Albies, 1-for-4, Ozuna, 0-for-2, Olsen, 0-for-4, Riley, 0-for-3, Murphy, 0-for-3, Wall, 0-for-3, Darno, 0-for-1, Duvall, 0-for-3, Arcia, 0-for-3. When a lineup is that bad against what was effectively a bullpen game for the White Sox, they went with Cool Anderson, Schuster, Brady, and Kopech. That's a bullpen game for Chicago. When Chris Sale gives you an 11 strikeout, 4-hit, 7-inning performance, and you as a team go 3-for-29, that ordinarily is the spot last year that you would have seen Ron Washington start grabbing guys by the collar and getting them out of the funk and talking them down off the ledge and whatever else that he needed to do to fix this. Instead, what do we have? The camera turns around, it looks over at the bench, and there's Brian Snicker. That if you dropped a newspaper in front of his face, it looks like it would suit him just fine. It looked like if I would have put a pillow behind his head, he'd have just fallen asleep. This team's got no dog. This team's got no fight. And most importantly, they don't have a manager that's willing to do anything about it. I know Brian Snicker won this team a World Series. I will, and this is true, be forever grateful for that fact. But the fact that here we are a couple of years later, here we are with an identically talented baseball team. Here we are with a team full of former and returning all-stars. Here we are with a team that's getting dramatically better pitching than they deserve out of Max Fried, who's been moved up to number one, out of Reynaldo Lopez, who, if we're being honest, has replaced Spencer Strider. What are the Braves going to do without Spencer Strider? They're going to send Reynaldo Lopez ass out to the bumps. What they going to do? Because my man cooks right now. He's got an ERA of 1.7. The dude is damn good. And yet, this team's got no fight. This team's got no dog. And I got a manager that's asleep at the wheel doing nothing. I appreciate you renting us the World Series. I really do. I'll never forget that night. I drank a lot of bourbon when the Braves got one back because I didn't think I'd ever see him get close again. But as I've said with Diana Taurasi being named to the Olympic team, as I've said with Alex Morgan being left off the Olympic team, I'm not here for warm, fuzzy feelings and thanks for the memories. I'm here to win baseball games, to win World Series. And if Snit's going to let the boys sit on the bench and revel in their misery and do nothing to fix it, then why am I going to keep watching these baseball games? You're giving me no reason to. You lost a 1-0 game to the worst team in baseball on a night that your pitcher gave you 7 with 4 hits and 11 Ks. It's unbleeping acceptable, Atlanta.
All right, time to ask Rob Brown what is X, and he will let us know. Only a couple. That way he can have time to plug what he's doing. Like opening for Jefferson Starship. The first thing that's Xing is Dijak.
So Dijak is trending because yesterday on his social media, Dijak put up I believe, Instagram post that said that WWE had declined not only to extend his contract with the company, but that they declined to even negotiate with him to extend his contract with the company, despite what I think, Lonzo, was a really good run through the end of NXT and a promotion to the main roster of Monday Night Raw. I thought this new Dijak had a ton of potential to kind of be that like secondary final boss battle character, but Dijak put up on Twitter that WWE is releasing him, and within minutes, he had a bunch of local indie companies going, hey, we got room for you. Come on down. I'm going to tell you right now, he's one of those cats I'd be interested to see. If he wrestles with a vendetta, with a grudge, we'll probably see Dijak again sooner rather than later.
Also, X-ing with him is Keith Lee, because people are recalling the matches that he and Keith Lee put on early on in their careers, and they were amazing. They absolutely were.
Yeah, they were. And I think Keith Lee is going to go down as one of the tragic stories in wrestling, to be honest with you, because Keith Lee, for a while there, when he was healthy and in good shape, Keith Lee was truly one of the most incredible and electric athletes we've ever seen in a ring, and his body just gave out, and he can't do Keith Lee things anymore, which kind of takes away from the Keith Lee-iness of him. That's a tragic story. I do think we'll see Dijak back at some point.
All right, one more real quick. The Undertaker is X-ing.
I did see The Undertaker was X-ing earlier. I'm going to keep it a buck. I do not know why, though. I am going to say I shan't be shocked if it turns out that it was in some way related to last night's presidential debate, ?
I don't believe so. I think if you watched any of his podcast, I mean, it kills all the persona things that you probably had growing up,
for sure.
But you learn so many things, and he's, look at that. We're up over 600. He is, he's recounting where he came up with the rising up thing from when he's almost dead, that he studied a bunch of Michael Myers, Jason Voorhees, and Freddy Krueger, and that's where that came from. Always suspected that anyway, but that's what he said. Yeah. He studied those meticulously and tried to use those three combined, their mannerisms and how they did things, to be a true monster.
Yeah, I mean, listen, we talked about our off the air on the stream, our Mount Rushmore of wrestling earlier. Gonna be real hard pressed not to put The Undertaker on there. The Undertaker was so good at his job that once the social media world became a thing and kayfabe, I'm not gonna say kayfabe died, but like it became a new version of kayfabe, Undertaker was probably one of the few guys that could have gotten, I'm actually a dead person who controls lightning over. He was the reason, well, him and a couple others, the reason that during the pandemic, the theatrical wrestling worked. That Boneyard match with AJ Styles is honestly, Lonzo, one of my favorite things that's ever happened in wrestling. I loved it so much.
It was really good. It was.
That's going to be it. Hey, if you are down here in the Florida Panhandle, the Boys of Shenanigans, that's my band playing tonight at the Destin Whiskey Festival. Come by and see us. If you can't make it tonight, we'll be playing Saturday. That's tomorrow. Over at Juana's Pagoda in Navarre, and then again Sunday afternoon at Juana's. For those of you in South Carolina, screw it. It's Friday. Jump in the car. Go on a road trip. Come down to the beach. Come hang out with me. Everybody else, remember, off on Monday, no show. We will return on Tuesday and Wednesday, off on Thursday for the fourth, back on Friday. Hope you guys have a spectacular weekend. Thanks for being here. Do not drink and drive. I will punch you in the face. Have a lovely weekend. Thank you for listening. You guys are incredible. It's the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate. Later. Yeah.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal, the raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, three-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.